Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Chof Ches, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Chof Zayin Amid Beis. So the Gemara was discussing a halacha regarding going to an Oved Avodah Zarah for refuah. The Mishnah made a very cryptic statement. Misrapin mehen ripui mamoin, avoloi ripui nefasha. So you can go to an Oved Avodah Zarah for ripui mamoin, but you can't go to an Oved Avodah Zarah for ripui nefashas. It was unclear what the definition of ripui mamon is, what the definition of ripui nefashas is. The Gemara had three suggestions. The third suggestion was ripui mamon is ripui behemtai, ripui nefashas is ripui gufai. In other words, if a person, a yid, has a behema, and the behema needs to see a doctor, a veterinarian, so you can go to an Oved Avodah Zarah, that's a veterinarian. But if the yid himself has something issue, he needs to see a regular doctor, then the halacha is he can't go to an Oved Avodah Zarah. The reason is because Oivdei Avodah Zarah Achashon and Shvichas Damim, and we're concerned that when you put yourself in this vulnerable position where the doctor is able to manipulate you and do something to you, potentially harm you, we don't trust them. As a result, you can't go to an Oivdei Avodah Zarah that's a doctor. And the chiddush was that Loi Mibaya, if the doctor is going to perform surgery, for example, he's going to do something where it's likely that he can heal you. But even if you're dealing with something that would seem very, very benign, afilu rivdo dikusilto leimatzian mina, you can't even go to an Oved Avodah Zarah that's a doctor to bloodlet. Even something where you'd say, what's he going to do? You're not sick anyways. What's exactly at stake? Even that is going to be aser. But as we're going to see right now in the beginning of the daf, that is not the opinion of all the Amiram. In fact, that's not the halacha. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol makash mechallin aleh es haShabbos ein misrapin mehen. The only time that you're not allowed to go to a doctor, that's an Oved Avodah Zarah for a four, that's if the reason you're going to the doctor is because you have a makah. It's such a makah that you'd be able to be mechal Shabbos for that kind of makah. In other words, there's a question, there's an element of pekuach nefashos. But if there's no element of pekuach nefashos, in that case, the halacha would be, you could go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda said in Amud Aleph, afilu rivdo dekusilto leiman sinem inayu, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Barbachan, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said, no, the only time you can go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah, if it's a makah shemechalin oleo es haShabbos. But if it's a makah shein mechalin oleo es haShabbos, there's no issue. Nikadami Yomer Rabbi Barbachan and Rabbi Yechanan. Similar halacha, but a little bit of a different knage. Kol makah shalcholo ein misrap mehen. When are you not allowed to go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah? If the issue, the makah that the yid is dealing with, is an internal makah. It's something that's affecting one of his internal organs. If, however, it's one of his external organs, in that case, there's not going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, my benai, is there a nafkamina between the two versions of what Rabbi Barbachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan? In the first lashon, he said kol makah shemechalalin oleh es haShabbos ein misrap mehen. In the second lashon, he said kol makah shalcholol ein misrap mehen. So as the Gemara, there's an afkamino. Iki b'nei gava yad v'gava regel, the top of the hand and the top of the foot. If the makah was there, it happened afkamino. Domer Rabbi Adabar Masno Amar Rav gava yad v'gava regel harehen kemakah shalcholol u'mechalalin oleh es haShabbos. The halacha is that the gava yad and the gava regel, the top of the hand and the top of the foot, even though it's not a makah shel cholol, it's external, it's not internal, still the halacha is mechalalin oleh es haShabbos. So according to the first lashon, any time it's a makah shemechalalin oleh es haShabbos ein misrapin mehen. So if there was a makah in the gava yad and the gava regel, being that you'd be mechal Shabbos for it, you can't go to a doctor. That's an Oved Avodah Zarah. According to the second lashon, that it has to be a makah shel cholol, it has to be internal, this is external, and being that it's external, the halacha is you can go to a doctor that's an Oved Avodah Zarah. Another halach. Amar Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, kol makah shetzricha imed, any makah that requires an assessment to decide whether or not this person's going to live or die, mechalalin oleh es haShabbos. The Rishonim, by the way, are very bothered with this Gemara. It sounds like if you need an imed, that's just a fancy way of saying that there's a suffix. It's a suffix. Is it deep pekuach nefashos or is it not pekuach nefashos? We know that pekuach nefashos is doiche Shabbos, and even suffix pekuach nefashos is doiche Shabbos. So what exactly was Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar Rav being Mechadish, I am Britva, I am Rishonim. Amar Hashem Barab, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vahai Ishto Tzemirta. If somebody has a fever, Kemakash al Cholol Domi, it's like a Makash al Cholol, Umechalulin Olel Es Hashab. Says the Gemara, Mehecha Makash al Cholol. What's the definition of Makash al Cholol? So we're distinguishing between an internal Makah and an external Makah. So how do you distinguish between the two? Pirish Ravami, Min Asofa Vilifnim. From the lips inward, would be considered internal, sofas miloshin sfasayim. Anything outside, everything else is considered external. Bayi, Rabbi Lazar, kochi vishini mai. What about the gums? That's kochi vishini teeth. What's the shayla? Keep it a kushin. Do you say, being that they're hard, kemaka devroy damu, they're a little bit like an external, you open your mouth, you see your gums, you see your teeth. Oh, you do, but keep it a gaboy kaimi, it's menasofa vilifnim, it's inside of the lips, it's technically internal, kemaka shachol damu. So the Gemara found a case that, on the one hand, would seem to have characteristics of a Maka de Avroi, but then again, it also has characteristics of a Maka Shalchol. Amr Abaya said, Toshma, I'll bring you a ride from a price. Choshesh Beshino, the halach is if somebody has an issue with his teeth, lo yigma behenes achoymetz. He's not letting vinegar on Shabbos. So apparently, vinegar was considered a refuah for teeth, scotch, bourbon, vinegar, right? So those were things that people used to use, litzayrich refuah on Shabbos. So it's a mefurish halacha. Choshesh Beshino, lo yigma behenes achoymetz. But the Gemara made a diak. Abaya said, Choshesh hu deloy. It sounds like it's only a person that's only choshesh. Choshesh is a soft term. Hakad leituva, but what if it's really hurting? He's in pain. Shapir dami, it sounds like in that case, it would be okay. Why would it be okay? Presumably because teeth are considered makash al cholo, it's considered internal. Because if it's considered external, so that's that's refuah b'shabbos. Refuah b'shabbos, as we spoke about this morning, refuah b'shabbos is aser. Zokta Gemara, it's not a raya. It's true, on the one hand, it sounds a little like a diak, only a choshesh b'shinov lo yigma behenes achoymetz. It sounds like if it was koiv leituva, he could. Why? Must be because there's some element of sakana mechal and aleh shabbos. The Gemara says, no, duma tana heichat the koiv leituva, choshesh nami karele. Abaye is making a diak. What was his diak? The Tana said, choshesh. Why did he say kovle? Must be there's a chilek between choshesh and kovle. Says the Gemara, no, it's not such a diak. Maybe this Tana wasn't so medaktik in this chilek, the nuance between a choshesh and a kovle. And even though choshesh to some would seem like a more soft term, but it could be to this Tana, choshesh and kovle meant all the same. So in other words, what is the Tana really saying? That even if it hurts, even if you're in pain, it doesn't matter. Simen shin chav ches, refuah b'shabbos would apply. Thus you have a raya that shinov is not internal, but rather it's viewed as external. In other words, ein mechal in ole es ha-shabbos. Zok t'gemara toshma. Zabaya had no raya from a choshesh b'shinov, because you can either say choshesh means kovle, or fakert nekadiyak, choshesh lo yigma. But kovle yigma, you can go both ways. But the Gemara says I've arrived from somewhere else. Rabbi Yochanan chosh b'tzavdina. Rabbi Yochanan was suffering from tzavdina. So tzavdina says Rashi is choyli hashinayim. Some choyli he had that affected his teeth. Ozel gabad ahi matronisa. So he went to a certain woman, and she was the healer. She was going to provide refuah for the great Rabbi Yochanan. Look, the Gemara of the Chamsha. She went on Friday, or he did. And she gave some sort of refuah. Umali Shabbos, and then he went again on Erev Shabbos. Oh my Allah, Lamacha Ma'ez. Rabbi Yechanan said, what am I supposed to do tomorrow? What do I do on Shabbos? She said, Loitzriches. Tomorrow you're going to be fine. He said, Itzrichnamai, but what if I wake up tomorrow on Shabbos and it still hurts? What am I supposed to do? Amra, she said, Ishtabili Delei Megalis. You swear to me that if I tell you, you're not going to reveal it. Ishtabalo leke Yisrael delei maglin. Not only did Rabbi Yechanan swear, he swore in the name of Hashem. Remember this Gemara? He swore leke Yisrael delei maglin. The Gemara says the next day, Galule. So she told him this refuah. I guess she was going to him. Or he was going to her, and as a result, she never had to reveal exactly what it was. She would mix the potions when he wasn't looking and give it to Rabbi Yechanan to drink, and Rabbi Yechanan was getting his refuah, but Rabbi Yechanan wasn't going to be able to come on Shabbos. So now already Rabbi Yechanan had to know, had to put this all together. She didn't want to tell him until Rabbi Yechanan swore that he wouldn't be Megala. Rabbi Yechanan had a podium, Rabbi Yechanan had a pulpit, he had an audience, he had a platform. So she was a little afraid of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan swore in the name of Elokai Yisrael that he won't be Megala. She was Megala to him. Zok to Gemara Lamacha the next day. Nafak Darsha Vapirka. After Shabbos, Noch Musif, Rabbi Yechanan got up. He gave his pulpit rabbi speech. And in his drasha, he was Megala, this refuah that this woman had given him. Says the Gemara, how could he do that? Rabbi Yechon swore he wasn't going to do it. So the Gemara says, you know what Rabbi Yechon said? Rabbi Yechon said, I swear that I won't reveal it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, it sounded like, and that's certainly what she thought, that he was saying, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I won't reveal it. But that's not what Rabbi Yechon said. He didn't say, Be'elaka Yisrael Lo Maglina. What he said was, Le'elika Yisrael Maglina. I will not tell Hashem. He didn't tell Hashem. He told Klal Yisrael. But the Gemara says, V'ikichil Hashem. Wasn't Rabbi Yechon worried about a chil Hashem? So the Gemara gives a shver. Teretz, the Galua Meikar. Right after she told him, he told her immediately, listen, I'm letting you know, I outsmarted you, and I clearly was very careful in my lashon. I meant that I'm not going to tell it to Hashem. I won't. But I will darshan et barabim the next day. So he already gave her a heads up that he was going to do it. And being that he gave her a heads up that he was going to do it, somehow that avoided the chilul Hashem. But what do you see from here? Zokti Gemara, Alma kemaka shel cholol damya. A person's not allowed to take ruah. Four, you can't take medicine on Shabbos. As if you can't take medicine on Shabbos. Again, so what's going on over here? Rabbi Yechon has a problem with his teeth. So he goes to this matronisa. She has some heebie-jeebie potion. The Gemara is going to go through exactly what the ingredients are, by the way. So she puts this whole thing together, this whole geshef. Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan says, what am I going to do if I'm not, what do you mean, what are you going to do if you're not feeling well? You're not going to take medicine. You're going to be a little bit bizarre. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to take Advil on Shabbos. So why is Rabbi Yochanan taking this medication? The teretz is, Alma kamaka shechol damya. You see that being that what Rabbi Yochanan was suffering was tzavdina. Tzavdina is, Rashi says, is a choli hashinayim. Shinayim vaistois is a makal shechol. And even though when you open your mouth, when you smile, you see your teeth, you see your gums, it's hard, it has certain tchunos, it has certain characteristics of a makkah de evroi, but at the end of the day, it's inside your mouth, it's menasofa from your lips, vilifnim, inward, therefore it's treated halachically as a makkah shel cholol. That's where Rabbi Yochanan was able to take the medication for it on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchok, Rabbi Yochanan Yitzchok says, you don't have a riot from here either. Shani tzvdina, hayolu mascha bepeh v'goyim nemeyayin. It's true. Tzavdina starts in a person's teeth, but eventually it spreads to his intestines and other parts of his body. So it's, although right then and there, it was technically a makkah d'avroi, but being that it was going to spread into his inner organs, already now we look at it as a makkah shalchol, and that's what you let it be. But an ordinary choli hashinayim would be different. Zok d'mar maisi mani. What are the symptoms of tzavdina? Zok d'gemara. Symptoms are, rami midi be'kachi, if a person puts something on his gums, umaisi damen be'dari, and his teeth start bleeding, that's a sign that it may be the onset of tzavdina. Zok d'gemara mayhavi. What causes it? Mikri rikri d'chiti. Either it's from eating very cold products that come from wheat, or michamimi desairi, or eating very hot products that come from soir and then come from barley, or umishiri kasa daharsin. If somebody eats some sort of spoiled fish, that's never a good thing. That can cause tzavdina as well. My avdila, zakti gemara. Okay. So this woman originally didn't want to be megal to Rabbi Yochanan. What exactly the secret refuah was? Until Rabbi Yochanan swore he wasn't going to be megala. Lamaisa, she told Rabbi Yochanan, nafik v'darash Rabbi Yochanan. The next day, Rabbi Yochanan said what this was. What was it? Amr avachabrei derava meisa'ar. You take water that had yeast soaking in it. V'shemen zayis. You take olive oil, umelach and salt. You mix it all together. That's the potion. Maravashi Omar, it's a little bit different, no? Mishcha da avzo, you take fat from a goose. Begad for the avzo, you apply it on your teeth, but you can't just apply it on your teeth. You have to apply it on your teeth with the feather of a goose. You follow those steps, by the way, you ain't seen nothing yet. If you follow, wait till I'm at base. If you follow those steps, then it's going to be okay. Omar Abaya said, I know Abdi Kulu, I tried this. By the way, I tried both. I tried the Meisar, the Shemen Zayis, and the Melech. And then I tried the Mishcha da Avza and the Gadfa da Avza. It's a type of kapuris. It didn't work. Until I met a merchant, and he told me, I see kashyosa de zesa de lemolu tilsa. He says, take pits of an olive, but only pits of an olive that didn't grow a third yet. Ukalinu amarachad, to burn them on the top of a new hoe, v'dabik be dedari, and then take those olives, the pits of the olive, put them on your teeth, of the hachi. Abaye said, I tried it, v'itzoi Chaval Azman. It worked perfectly. Zok the Gemara. For Rabbi Yochanan, Hechi Yavid Avi. But the Gemara asks another kasha. So the first kasha Rabbi Yochanan was, we have a few problems with the story. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan swore that he wasn't going to reveal this refuah. L'machan Tafak V'darash. And the next day, Rabbi Yochanan Darash. The Gemara addressed it. Then the Gemara had another problem. How could Rabbi Yochanan take medicine on Shabbos? L'chay refuah b'Shabbos. Aruchayim Simishin Chavches. You're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara said, either you prove from here that Chalu Shinaim is considered a Makash HaChalal, or even if Chalu Shinaim ordinarily is not considered Makash HaChalal, this is different because this could spread. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Hechi Yavid Hachi, another problem. Rabbi Yochanan, Ko Makash HaChalal Neras HaShabbos, Amis Rapin Mehen. This woman was a Matru Nisa. She was an Oved Avodah Zarah. So if she was an Oved Avodah Zarah, how was Rabbi Yochanan allowed to go to him? Forget Hilchas Shabbos. What happened to Hilchas Avodah Zarah? What happened to our sugya? The halacha is that you're not allowed to go to a doctor that's an Avodah Zarah. Now, we had a machlokes on Yerom when you're not allowed to go. Rabbi Yehuda said, I feel a riv to do kesulti. You can't go for anything. Rabbi Yechanan argued. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said, no, only something that's serious. If you're dealing with a real issue, how real? You could be Machal Shabbos for it. That's when the halacha is true that you can't go to an Avodah Zarah that's a doctor. But Rabbi Yechanan himself said that it's Aser Alkol. Upon him, the alcohol, oifen, if it's something that you can be Michal Shabbos for. This is something you can be Michal Shabbos. How do you know that? Because Rabbi Yochanan himself took the medication on Shabbos. And if it wasn't something you can be Michal Shabbos for, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have been able to take the medicine. The Teret says he was able to take it because it's a Makash HaChalal. So, man of Shachvas Tutzachta, if it's a Makash HaChalal, how could Rabbi Yochanan have gone in the first place? What happened to the issue of Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, Adam Chashev Shaini. You have to say, being Rabbi Yochanan was an Adam Chashev, you don't have to worry about the fact that the Matronisa ordinarily we would be chashed on Shvichas Damin. This is the same exact halacha of you're not allowed to take a haircut by an Oved Avodah Zarah. I can't remember if it's a daf earlier or a daf later. It's later, right? It's whatever is daf. But the point is you can't go unless if you use a mirror, then you could. Why is a mirror different? Because if you use a mirror, it makes you look like an Adam Chashiv. And if you look like an Adam Chashiv, the same Oved Avodah Zarah that was chashed on Shvichas Damin, all of a sudden, is it going to be able to touch you? So over here, Rabbi Yochanan, I mean that it was an Adam Chashiv. I mean, the Oved Avodah Zarah was chashed on Shvichas Damin, but not for an Adam Chashiv. But Freit Gemara Kasha, from a Maisa Shahoya Kacha, for Rabbi Avo, the Adam Chashev Avo, Rabbi Avo was an Adam Chashev. Said, now we spoke a lot about Rabbi Avo earlier in the Masechta. We spoke about Rabbi Avo and the protection that he had within the Roman government. He was very handsome, he was very connected, and the women of the Roman palace would sing songs when Rabbi Yochanan, where Rabbi Avo would come. And the Gemara in different places talks about the influence Rabbi Avo had and how he used it positively to help Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Avo was clearly an Adam Chashed. And once he went to Yaakov the Min. I don't know if this is the same Yaakov from Davchav Zayin Amadeus that was treating Ben Dama, who was Ben Achoisei Shrabi Shmuel. But either way, so he goes to Yaakov Mina, and he puts some sort of medication on his foot. And the Gemara says, had Rabbi Ami Rabasi not been there and quickly taken this medicine off Rabbi Avo's foot, Paskei L'shake, he would have Le'olenu lost his foot. They would have had to amputate his leg. Why? Because Yaakov Mina was out to get Rabbi Avo. That clearly supports the idea that the Minin and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are Chashen HaShvichas Damin. But what you see from here is that even somebody, even a patient like Rabbi Avo, who's an Adam Chashed, even over there you see that they're Chashen HaShvichas Damin. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avo? Rabbi Yochanan Reif and Mumchaft. You have to say a different terrors. You have to say Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a Mumcha. And by a Mumcha, we had this earlier as well, on Shabbos is daf, when you're dealing with a Mumcha, already a Mumcha, you don't have to be so worried that he's going to be Chashed. A Mumcha has a practice to protect. He's not just going to give it all away because he has a taiva to chep it with a yid. But the Gemara says, the Rabbi Avo, Nami Reif and Mumchaft. It sounds like this Yaakov Mina was a Reif and Mumcha. He comes up a few times in Masechta Avodah Zarah itself. Sounds like he was a famous, a well-known top doctor. So if he was a top doctor, then Lechura, it's the same Mumcha. So you have to say a different Teret. Shani Rabbi Avo, the Mukmi, Bomini, Benafshayu, Thomas Nafshi, and Plishin. If you know the history of Rabbi Avo, as we do, but if you know the rest of the story with Rabbi Avo, he used to get into these debates and these vikuchim together with the Minim, and the Minim wanted to get him. And if there was an opportunity to take Rabbi Avo, they would have taken him even at their own expense. So ordinarily, there's an idea of a Reif Mumcha, there's an Umdina that he's not going to chapa. But over here, this was different exhale. So the next Gemara, literally, from this next line all the way onto the top of Daf Chav Dalet Amud Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to get involved in different medieval, ancient remedies that people used to use L'tzayrich refua. But before we do that, just a few others on what we just learned, and really it connects to Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the end of the previous daf. So a few horrors. Number one, we're discussing over here the halacha that Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. So there's Lamitas Malachis, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But if there's a question of Pekuach Nefesh, you have a Chayla, Sheyesh Bei Sakana, or if someone's a Chayla and the Machla involves an internal organ, a fever, the Gemara said, there's different examples of it. The halacha is, in those cases, you could be Mechal Shabbos. You could be Mechal Shabbos. And not only could be Mechal Shabbos if there's Vade Pekuach Nefesh, but you could be Mechal Shabbos even if there's only a Sofik Pekuach Nefesh. The Mechaber and Simen Shin Chav Ches, that's the Simen we keep on referencing. Sivkotin Bey says as follows, Mishi Yesh Loi Choyli Shal Sakana. If somebody has a Choyli Shal Sakana, Mitzvah L'chal L'Avas HaShabbos. There's a Mitzvah, no less. It's not a Rishos. There's a Mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos for someone that has a Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana. The Hazar is someone who jumps and he's the one that picks up the phone, he's the one that calls Hatzala. Hareze Meshubach. The Hashoyel, if someone calls a Rav and he asks a Shayla, Hareze Shayfich Damen. So there's a mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos for a Chayla Sheyesh Bei Sakana. The Zor is the person that jumps up. Zrizim Akdim and the mitzvah says, I'm the one that's going to be Mechal Shabbos for this Chayla. You think, let the other guy do it. No. Hareze Meshubach, the Hashayel, and someone who starts clarying, I'm not sure, let me get a Mishnah Berurah, let me go ask a Shayla. That person, Hareze Chshavich Damim, he's literally a Reitzeach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Hashayel, what does the Shayel mean? Pirish, Oiso Yishu Meschaseh, he's becoming a Chassid. V'yori Lechal Shabbos B'chayla Kazeh. He's afraid to be Mechal Shabbos, ki yim al yedei mayr. After Rav says, I can be Mechal Shabbos, I'll be Mechal Shabbos. But unless I hear it from a Rav, he's getting nervous. Harehu shayfich dam. Shabbaichu haylech lisha. Because by the time that he goes to ask his shayla, yecholish achayla yoyser, the chayla is just going to get worse. The yuchalis takin, fariakos avay meloy sam. Then the Mishaburu quotes the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is in the end of Masechtas Yuma. It's up to Yerushalmi. Quote, hanishol hareze meguna. What does that mean? Pirish. If somebody goes to a Rav and asks the Rav a Shaila, and the Shaila is the somebody that is a Sofik Pekuach Nefashos, we're not sure, could we be Mechal Shabbos or not. So the Shoyel, the one that asks the Shaila, is a Shayfich Dom. Zogti Yerushalmi, the initial, the Rav, is Meguna. He's not a Shayfich Dom, but he's Meguna. That's a bad lashon. You know why? Mishum shatamud chacham b'mkoymei hayulay lidreish bepirkel akoyel. Because he had a responsibility to darshim berabim kidei sheyedu kol ha'am v'lo yitzarchu l'shayaloi. Because the achrayis is for the Rav to make sure that everybody in the kehila knows this halacha. And to the extent that someone considers this person his Rav, he's asking him the shayla, and this is the shayla he asked him, that means the Rav didn't make it clear enough. And if the Rav didn't make it clear enough, hareze meguna, there's going to be a problem. I was just thinking, one ha'ara, a little bit of food for thought. Why can't a person take medication on Shabbos? The reason is, because once upon a time, when people needed medication, they would take different herbs. We're going to go through some of the refuahs now. But they would take herbs, they would grind them. And to grind on Shabbos is aser. It's the malach of Teichin. So the Gemara says, it's for that reason that you're not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. What bothered me was, is the Ramah in Simen Shin Lamites. The context is something completely different. It's a random simen. The name of the simen is Kamedinim Pratiyim Hanoyagim B'Shabbos. Uboi Zayin Tz'ifim. Sivkot and Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Ein Metapchin Lahakois Kafal Kafi. You're not allowed to clap your hands on Shabbos. V'loi Mesapkin Lahakois Kafal Yorech. V'loi Merakdim. You're not allowed to dance on Shabbos either. Why? Gzeir Hashem Yisakin Kleshir. So you're not allowed to dance on Shabbos. Why are you not allowed to dance on Shabbos? Because we're afraid that if you're going to dance on Shabbos, you're going to already want instruments, and instruments could break, and if they break, you might fix it, and if you fix an instrument, you're over makib a patish masakin mana. So Shema Yisakin Kleshir, it's awesome. It says the Ramah, that v'hod mesapkinon umiraktim ho'idno v'yeshoimrim tibizman hazeh hakol shor. Says the Ramah, nowadays it's all mutter. You don't have to worry about it. Meaning, even though Medina the Gemara was aser, but nowadays it's okay. The einonu bekiyim basias kleshir, because today we're not bucky in fixing instruments. For like a mixer, shem yisak and kleshir, the milsut lo yishchichahu. The efshe shal zeh nagu lahakul bakar. It says, I found that people are very maker when it comes to this whole halacha. Right, it's fishing the chesidim for sure. And he says, they're probably samech on this, because at the end of the day, the whole iser was based on gzeir. Gzeir shem yisak and kleshir. Today, nobody knows if your guitar breaks. You're going to have to send it somewhere. You don't know how to fix it. So either people don't know how to be masakin klishir today, the whole chash is irrelevant, and A, it's not applicable. So if it's not applicable, you don't have the underlying gzeir. If you don't have the underlying gzeir, there's no reason that it should be aser. So Ramos is a chiddush. That even though Medina de Gemara, it's aser, but ho'idna, it's okay. It's interesting. The Ramah, in a very, very famous tshuva, we spoke at this tshuva most recently in Perek Shavuos Eidos, the tshuva where he paskin and he officiated a wedding on a Friday night on Shabbos. And even though the Mishnah says in Masechtas Beis, the Flamed Vav, in Mekach of the Shabbos, that you're not allowed to get married on Shabbos, still the Ramah, he was young, he had recently been appointed as Rav in Krakow because of a cheshbon that he had. We went through the tshuva in great detail in the beginning of Perek Shavuos Eidos, Shavuos Daf Flamed. But either way, the Ramah Paskin, the phenomenal kula, and he officiated, he was Mesad the Kedusha for a chasa on Shabbos. And he wrote a tshuva to enfer to be Mesnatzel on his psak. And one of the things he says is that he feels that the whole Isra of Emekachin isn't so relevant for Zman Hazeh. Why? Because the Gemara says, why can't you get married on Shabbos? It's a gzeira. Gzeira shema yichtoy. What are you going to write? You're going to write the ksuba. Says the Ramah, once upon a time, the minig was, the chassan would show up at the chasana with a pen, and he would sit down with the feder, and he would write the ksuba. So there was a real chash. If you're going to get married on Shabbos, maybe they're going to sit down and they're going to write the ksuba on Shabbos. But he says today, nobody writes the ksuba at the chasana. You come with a prepared ksuba. Nobody has to write. You can't even read the ksuba. Let alone write the ksuba. Nobody's showing up with the ksuba. So being that nobody's showing up to write the ksuba, so therefore the whole shema yichter doesn't really apply. So says the Ramah, I'm not so worried. And the Ramah says, I'll give you precedence for that. Because you see that people are makel with regards to the halacha of v'loy meraktim. Ah, gzeira shema yisakim klesher. So the Ramah, pshat is, based on what I wrote in Er Chaim Siman Shin Lamites, he cross-referenced you, the Ramah does, from the Tshuva to his Pirish and Erechayim, to his Shulchan Aruch, his magnum opus, and says, Ramah, just like I was Mekel regarding Vilei Meraktim, so too I'm going to be Mekel over here. So L'chura, I think it's fear to ask, why then can you take medicine on Shabbos? Nobody today who has a headache is going to go start grinding herbs. What he's going to take is Advil or Tylenol or ibuprofen or something like that. That's what you do. People take prepared medication. L'chayra, the gzeir of shchika samamonim, I don't think is any more matzoi, is any more shchiach than the gzeir of shem yisachin kleshir or the gzeir of shem yichtoiv under the chuppah. So l'chura yesh la'oire, why is it that it was so posher to the Ramah that when it comes to the takana of Meraktim, the Ikr Takono was only a vekishtelt, it was only designated to the extent that there really is bepoila a chash of Shem Yisach and Klesher. The Ikr Takono of a Mekanshin was only established to the extent that there's going to be a bepoila chash of Shem Yichtoi. But somehow the Isser, Refur, the Shabbos, there was an understanding by Chazal that even if something would happen in the future and the Tam would be batal, but loy batal hadin, the halacha would apply. So somehow it was pashit in these two cases, one way here, another way. I think it's something they have to be ma'ara. Just one final ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is, so we learned a festa gemara. A festa gemara, yes, daf chav zayin abed beis. And the gemara discussed, so again, this sugya, which says that you're not allowed to go to a pagan, you can't go to an oved avay dezara, l'tzorech refuah. So the gemara said, amar rava, that if you have someone that's a Safik Chai, Safik Mace, he's in a situation where there's a Safik. If he's going to live, so he has a machla of some sorts, could be he's going to make it, could be he's not going to make it. So what's the halacha? You definitely can't go to a doctor that's an Eved Avodah Zarah, because the fact that the Eved Avodah Zarah is going to chep it with the Yid is more than a Safik. It's Safik Karv Levadai. Right now there's a legitimate sad that this person's going to live. You go to the doctor, you're actually decreasing the chances of his survival. So Fashtetzach, it's something that you're not allowed to do. If, however, the doctor said that this person's for sure going to die, he's without a question, the doctors believe there's nothing they can do. If they leave him as is, he's going to die. He may live a day, he may live 2 days. There's an element of chayisha, but in terms of his chance of survival, the doctors say, if we don't do anything, there's a 0% survival rate. There's no Jewish doctor that can cure this person, but there's a Gentile doctor. There's an Eved Avodah Zarah. He feels that he has some sort of experimental drug or whatever exactly it is. He feels that he can treat this person. Could you go to him or could you not go to him? It was a Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara said that in that case, we go to him. Ay, chayisha. So the Gemara said, l'chayisha lo'ichashina. Meaning, why is it so posh you can go to him? There's a good chance he's going to kill him. So what are you going to say? He's going to die anyways. Yeah, but the fact that he would die anyways doesn't mean he would die right now. Maybe live another day. Maybe live another 2 days. By going to the doctor now, letting the doctor put a knife on him, he may kill him right now. You're losing the chayisha. So the Gemara said, I'm not really worried about the chayisha. The top Tosfos on the Amud Chav Zayin Amud Beis says, what do you mean the chayisha lechayishinon? We know the chayisha lechayisha. The halach is that he could be mechal Shabbos for a chayla, for a person who's in a matziv of sakana, mefaklin all of us agal b'Shabbos, even for chayisha. So you see that you are chayish v'chayisha. Says Tosfos, of course, avado chayish lechayisha. The Gemara didn't mean that there's no chashivos for chayisha. But what we mean is that in such a case, where all the person has left in this world is chayisha, because no one's giving him the chance to make a full recovery, so really all this person has is chayisha. Over there, we're willing to take the risk. I mean, you have to do a cost-benefit analysis. You have to weigh your tzedakah. So the risk makes sense to take, because right now this person's going to die. All he has is chayisha. If all the person has is chayisha, it's kedai to go ahead and risk it by going to this doctor that's an Eni Yehudi. The Shvus Yaakov in a tshuva, it's a Chelek Gimel Simen Ayin Hey, was asked a very interesting shayla. The shayla came from a roife mumcha. Doctor sent him the shayla. He said one of his patients that he's treating is very, very sick, and as far as he knows, there's nothing he can do. He's going to die in a day or in 2 days. There's really nothing he could do. He said, however, he has read that there's some experimental drug that he can administer. He thinks most likely the drug's going to kill him. But they're saying that maybe there's a small possibility that this is going to save his life. Should he do it or should he not do it? He says, statistically, I don't like the chances. Chances are this person is going to die. But then again, he's going to die anyways. He has a day to live. He has 2 days to live. So what do we have to lose? We'll try this procedure. We'll administer this drug. If he dies right now, so he lost 2 days of life. But there's a very, 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 very small chance that maybe we can save him. Should we do it or should we not do it? That was the shiloh that was asked to the Shvus Yaakov. So the Shvus Yaakov starts off, he says, listen, this is real din in nefashes. Hayol shedin zehu din in nefashes. Mabish, it's not figuratively speaking, this is literally speaking Dine Nefashis. Dine Nefashis says to Shvus Yaakov, you need to sit down and you have to really understand the Shaila. Says, unfortunately, there's no way for me to fully understand the Shaila in the day to 2 days that this person has to live. So my first reaction is to say, Shev Al Taisa, just don't do anything. It's a Shaila of Dine Nefashis. You can't do something that may be Makarib Misasa. Zokta, Shvus Yaakov, but he said at second thought, Ivra, Kashi Yeradati Aloi, Nira, I realized it's a mistake. Not only is it a mistake, he said, I have a raya berura, a raya she'en alav tshuva. What's his raya? This sugya right here. We're dealing with someone that the doctor said is for sure going to die. However, he's not going to die right now. He still has chayisha. He can live a day, he can live 2 days. There's an element of chayisha. And there's a heathen doctor that claims that he can help him. Now, ordinarily, these people are chashan and shvichas davim. So chances are this heathen's going to kill him. But there's a small chance that maybe he won't kill him. And if he chooses not to kill him, he may actually even heal him. What's the halacha? Misrapim mehen. It's a mefurish halacha. Frank Tosfos, I chayisha. So Tosfos, you're right. There's an idea of chayisha. But at the same time, you always have to weigh the risk versus the reward. And over here, it makes sense to risk the chayisha for maybe saving this person. So this is mamish the shayla said the Shvus Yaakov. You're dealing with a person who the doctors gave up on. He has chayisha. You're not going to be makarav misasa shalada when there's an element of chayisha. But at the same time, there's a small chance that this person is going to be healed. To the extent that there's a small chance that this person is going to be healed, says the Shvus Yaakov, I think it's a mefurish gemara. He paskin halacha lamaisa. Go ahead and try it. Do it. If you kill him, you kill him. But lamaisa, you have to give it a shot. It's definitely something that you're supposed to do. So it's interesting. This is the second time that we had in the last 2 weeks, this idea of end of life, DNR, these shailas, and both times it's tucked away. The first one was on Daf Yud Ches, in the sugya of Reb Chanina ben Tradian. Reb Chanina ben Tradian is burning and the Romans were torturing him. They put wool, wet wool, and they were giving him a very long and painful death. And there was that one klatz toniri he offered Reb Chanina ben Dais. He said, I'll remove the tzemer if you promise me chelik in Olam Haba. Ishtabuli v'ishtabula yotza paskal. Reb Chanina ben Tradian v'klatz toniri mizumana m'chay Olam Haba. And Reb Moshe Netshuva was very bothered with that gemara. Reb Moshe said, what's going on over there? L'chayre, how is he allowed to do it? Wasn't he being makarav misasa? And we spoke out then Reb Moshe's tshuva, Nigris Moshe, the way he was magda. Reb Moshe said that if a person finds himself in an end-of-life situation where the doctors gave up hope, it's mamish desugya. We're dealing with is chayesha. All you're dealing with is chayesha. So you don't have to do something, you don't have to go do something to extend a person's life. You don't have to put him on a respirator. You don't have to try to shock his body to bring him back to life if he starts coding or if something happens. It's not something you have to do. But bekum v'aseh, to kill the person, you're not allowed to. That's where Moshe was so bothered with the klatzduniri, the chura. He was pulling the plug. He was taking away the tzemer, which was being makarib misasar shochinim and tragedy. So Moshe said, maybe there was a ben noyach. Right? We went through this at great detail. But there, Rav Moshe said, it's pasha, you can't do something to be mekarev misasay. And he says, it's like sirtzach, it's ritzicha mamish, it's not even abizrayu. This is like the real deal. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Here, it's a little different, because over here, this person actually has hope. The reason we're willing to go ahead with the procedure is because the doctors are saying there is a small chance that something can happen. So again, if somebody's a chayvus sheyesh by sakana, the doctors gave up hope, he's lying. At this point, that's chayisha. It's just a matter of days before this person's going to die. Do you have to do something to save his life? Again, way above our pay grade. But based on the basic halacha, do you have to do something to save his life? The answer, l'chur, is no. Are you allowed to do something to be makarev misasai? The answer is, of course not. But at the same time, can you try something experimental that chances are will kill the person? But at the same time, there's a small chance that he's going to survive. It's a mefurish sugya. It's a mezar chazayin of the days. This Tosfos, this Shlos Yaakov, either way, zokt the Gemara weiter. Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said, Shmuel, by the way, was a doctor. There's many, many Gemaras in Shas, in Yoni Refuah, regarding Shmuel. Shmuel, like the Rambam and other great Tzadikim and Talmid Chachamim in our history were also great doctors. So Shmuel was a doctor. Amar Shmuel Zok Shmuel. Hay pedasa. If somebody has a wound that was caused by a sword, sakanti, it's very dangerous. Now he's very dangerous. This is pekuach nefashas. Umechalon aleus hashabbos. Maya susay. What should you do? So lemifzik dama. To stop the bleeding, you should take tachli bechala. You should drink cress that was soaked in vinegar. That's going to stop the bleeding. La suke, to actually heal the wound, girda de yavla, the girda da asna, you should take a little bit of yavla, and you should mix it with a little bit of asna, oi nikra mikil kalta, you should take garbage, the part of the garbage where the tarnagol used to be menaka, where it would peck, take that, somehow apply it on the wound, that's the refuah. I'm Rav Safra. Rav Safra said, I imbiza. If somebody had a boil, Rashi says, imbiza ababua hadoy malat nova. So it's a boil that looks like a grape. Parvanka de malacha de musahi. You should realize that this boil works for the malach hamavis. It's literally, it's the shliach of the malach hamavis, meaning very, very dangerous. Maya susa, what should the person do? Tigna bidufsha, he should take tigna, it's a certain type of grass, he should mix it with honey. A karpisa bitilyasa, or he should take wild celery, grind it, and mix it with very strong wine. Now, it takes a little time until you figure this all out. Ada hachi vahachi, in the interim, laisi inbasa basmina, you should take a grape that looks like as similar as possible to this boil, and you should apply it to the boil. If the boil is white, try to find a white grape. If the boil is black, try to find the black grapes. Either way, he's giving you the long-term solution, and in the interim, the Eitzah, what you're supposed to do. Amar Rava said, Hai Simta, if a person has a pimple, almost like a pus pimple, Parvanka de Ishtahi. So it's not parvanka de malach hamavis. This is not bekuach nefesh, but it is parvanka de ishta. There's a good chance that this person is going to get fever, and fever once upon a time was very, very dangerous. So mayasu, so what should he do? Limche shiten iskutli. You should snap with your fingers, meaning try to pop it 60 times. Velikri shesiverev, then you should cut it shesiverev. Vahani milid loichivereshe. This is only true if the tip of the pimple isn't white. If it has a white point, less lumba, then you don't have to worry because that means the pus is already coming out. If the pus is already coming out, you have nothing to worry about. Talking about Rabbi Yaakov Chosh Bethika. Rabbi Yaakov had sores. So where a person goes to the bathroom, Gedolim, he had sores over there. So he went to Rav Ami for advice. He needed medical advice. What should he do? Some say Rav Asi. It was Rav Asi. So Rav Asi. So here too. Some say it was Rav Ami. Some say it was Rav Asi. So what they tell him? What you should do is you take 7 seeds of red aloe. I'm going to read from the art scroll. And you should tie them in a cloth that's cut from the neck of a shirt. So you need cloth, but not any cloth. It has to be cut from a shirt And not any part of the shirt. It had to be the neck of the shirt. You should now wrap this around the hair of an animal. You should dip it into white nafta. You should burn it. And you should take the ashes of this taruvos that you just burned, put it on the affected area. Add the hachi v'hachi. In the meantime, meaning until you do all this, you should take the seeds of fruit that grow on a thorn bush, and you should take the slit of the fruit, meaning where the stem goes, that little slit in the fruit, you should put it against the slit of Oisei Mokim, and that's going to be the temporary refuah. V'hani mili piki. Says the Gemara, this all works if the issue that these sores are external. Because of tatamai, but what if they're a little bit more inside the guf? What do you do then? So the Gemara says there's something else you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take the fat of a goat that never gave birth. The lifshar, and you should melt it. The lishtile, and you should smear it on that ear. If that doesn't work, you should take 3 leaves of a plant that has been dried in the shade. The likli, you should burn them. You should spread it on the area. And if you can't do that for whatever reason, let him bring mussel shells. And if that's not possible, what you should do is maisi mishach kira, bring wax oil, velinka mishachi dechitana bekaita, you should wrap it in rags of flax cloth during the summer. Udamar gufna besis, if it's the winter, you should wrap it in cotton. The bottom line is you should apply it, and that's going to be the refuah. Zoktamar Rabavo, choshba udni. Rabavo was suffering from pain in his ear. Oh, the Rabbi Yechanon. See, went to Rabbi Yechanon told him what to do. Vami labi mejoshua. Some say he went to Beis Medrash, and in Beis Medrash they told him what to do. Okay, my oirile, what did they tell him to do? Zoktamar, kyodam rabaya. Abaya said, I heard from my mother. We always speak this out. Abaya never saw his mother. Abaya was a yosin from his father and his mother. Abaya is Rosh HaTevis. Asher b'cha yeruchim yosin. Asher b'cha yeruchim yosin. So whenever he refers to Aim, he means the woman that raised him, his nanny, so to speak. But he actually never saw his mother. So said Abaya that my mother told me, lo'ibri kul yisa elu lo'udna. Hashem created kidneys to heal pain in the ear. For Amar Rava said, Amli menyumi asya. Menyumi, the doctor told me, kula shakyani kosher l'udna. All liquids are actually bad for the ears. Labar mi mayad kuli, except for the liquid that comes out of the kidney. Okay, so if somebody has a problem with his ears, what are you supposed to do? What did Rabbi Yechanan say? What did they tell him in Beis Medrash? Something about the liquids of a kidney. Let's be more specific. So he said, take the kidney of a goat that has no hair. Velikri shesiv ha'erev, and you should open up the kidney shesiv ha'erev. Velein chamil lo denura, you should put it on top of burning coals. V'hani mai denaf giminei, water's going to start coming out of the kidney. That water lishtina be'udnei, you should put it inside his ear. Lo yikriv lo chamil ha'pshuri. You have to make sure that this liquid is not hot, it's not cold, it should be warm. V'iloi, let's say you can't do this, you can't find a goat that has no hair, v'chule. Laisi tarbe dechi push the gamlonisa, there's another option. Let it bring the fat of a large scarab, I don't know what that is. V'livshir v'lishtile, melt it. It, pour it into the ear. V'iloi, let's say you can't find that. L'mali lo'udnei mishcha, you should fill the ear with oil. V'le'evet shaf psilta das pasta, and you should make 7 wicks, but the wicks should be made of green wheat stalks. V'leisi shufsa de tuma, and then you should bring dried garlic leaves. V'leisav barka b'chag reisha, tie them with animal hair at one end of each wick. So each side of these wicks should be tied with animal here, the litli buhunura, light the wick on fire, the idach resha musa buudna, and you should put one of the sides, meaning you're going to light one side, the other side should be in the ear, and let it burn, the lace of udni lahadanura, and he should put his ear near the fire of his musika, make sure that there's no wind at that time. And you have multiple wicks. We took 7, right? There were 7 wicks of green wheat stalks. You do one and then you do the other. You just repeat it 7 times. That's what you're supposed to do. Vishna Achrina, there's another version of how this went down. That V'iloi, what you should do is Laisi Shem Silta Bikar. You should take 7 wicks of animal here. V'shayfle Mishcha Das Pasta. You should smear them with balsam oil. V'naisi Chad Reisha B'nur V'chad Reisha B'udne. You should put one end of the wick inside his ear, and the other side should be inside a fire. So you have literally one side of the wick is in the fire, the other side is in your ear. Don't try this at home. V'nishko chada v'nana chada, and you should quickly remove one, put the other one, you had 7. V'izdar mizika, again, make sure there's no winds. V'iloi, and if you can't do this, laisi udara denada delay mashkit. Let him bring violet wool that has not been combed. Venanachbe, and place it in the ear. Velitle du'udne lahadinura, same thing. Put your ear near the fire. Velizdar mizika, make sure there's no wind. Ve'iloi, and if you can't do this, you should take a reed that is 100 years old. Velimali milcha glalanisa, you should fill it with rock salt. Velikli, burn it. Velikle, and you should apply it to the area, that's going to be the refuah. Says the Gemara, so there were a few different versions and a few different types of refuahs for the ears. I mean, we started off, someone has an issue with his ear. So there was like five or six things that were mentioned. So the Gemara says, v'simanich, a good way to remember which refuah should be used for which issue, which machla, retivali yavishta. The refuahs that involved things that were moist, you're supposed to use when the ear that has an issue is dry. The yavishta, the refuahs that were dry, the retiva you should use for the issues that involve moist. Amar Rabba Bar Zutra, Amar Rabba Chanina, Mailim, Oznayim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to raise the ear to its proper position on the Sabbath. Tani, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda, Biyat, you can only do it with your hand. Avalei B'Sam, you can't use it. So if you want to do it with your hands, manipulate it with your hand, that's something you can do. But to take a medication to make the ear move, that's something that's not okay. Ikudamri, some say, Bissam, you could do it through medicine. Avaloi biyad, my time, and why not with your hand? Mizr zara. Because if you're going to manually manipulate it, there's a good chance that it's going to cause a chabura, you're going to be chayvel the Shabbos, and you're running into issues. I'm a rav, such a bar tubi, I'm a rav. I am shem marda, literally an eye that rebels. Rashi says that just like a person that rebels, he leaves, for example. So this is an eye that wants to leave its socket. So what do you do? That happens on Shabbos. Mutal l'chayich l'b'Shabbos. You're allowed to treat it on Shabbos. Sovet minei. Sok digim maru. The chachamim thought, hani milihu deshchiki saman amasmo. What it means is you can apply the medication on Shabbos. Meaning even though Simon Shin Chav Ches says that you're not allowed to apply ordinarily medication on Shabbos, over here you could apply it on Shabbos. Avo mishchuk b'Shabbos. But I think you want to grind it on Shabbos. You want to be over the Issa Deiraisa. See, refuah b'Shabbos is only an Issa Derabbanan. But let's say you want to be over the Issa Deiraisa. Or v'asui derech Rosh Hashanah. You want to carry the Rosh Hashanah. Again, an Issa they write. So what? Amalei humer rabbanon for Rabbi Yaakov Shmei l'didim rifishim neid Rabbi Yehuda. I heard from Rabbi Yehuda that if somebody's ish dealing with an ayin shem marda, this rebellious eye, afilu mishchak b'Shabbos v'asui yederach shus rab mutter. Even to grind it on Shabbos and to take it derach shus rabim is going to be mutter as well. Rabbi Yehuda shor lemikchaleinu b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda allowed someone to put medication on his eyes on Shabbos. I'm going to read from Rabbi Yehuda. Man soyes le Yehuda mochel Shabbos. Whoever listens to Rabbi Yehuda is a mechal Shabbos. So again, Rabbi Yehuda paskind that if somebody has an issue with his eyes on Shabbos, you're allowed to take medication for it. And Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda said that if somebody listens and someone does that, he's a mechal Shabbos. In other words, you're not allowed to. The Gemara says, L'soif chash be'enei. Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda once found himself in this situation where his eyes were hurting him. It was on Shabbos. Shalach le. So he sent the shalach to Rabbi Yehuda. Shari ayasar. Could I do it or not? Shalach le. He told him, L'kuli alma. Shari. If everybody, it's mutter. But l'didach, asar. For you, it's asar. You already said, Shadi anafshi chatecha di yisura. You once, when I issued this kula, you had a problem? Now it's too late. Now you can't do it yourself. But the Gemara says, v'chimididihu, but he told him back. He said, you think I was saying my own psak? This is all Rabbi Yehuda talking, meaning you had timers on what I said. I heard it from Shmuel, the Mar Shmuli, which meant two things. First of all, I heard it from the great Amir Shmuel, and not just that, I heard it from the great Dr. Shmuel. It was Shmuel that said that you're allowed to take medicine if you have an issue with your eye on Shabbos. There was a woman that was by Shmuel. Her eyes became inflamed on Shabbos. She was crying and nobody was listening. Meaning Shmuel didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to treat her. And her eye burst. The next day, Shmuel realized that it was a toys. So he went to Beis Medrash and he darshan ayin shemarda mutal lekoich leBeShabbos. If somebody has an issue with his eye, it's bursting, it's being mired, whatever exactly that is, you're allowed to treat it on Shabbos. My time, and he said a chiddush de shuriyoni deena, but ivanta the liba talu, because the eyes are somehow connected to the heart. Thus, it's considered b'koch nefashas. You can treat it on Shabbos. Zok de Gemara kigoin mai. Let's talk a little bit more in detail about different eye ailments. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda kigoin rira. For example, if somebody has discharge coming out of his eyes, ditza, or he has a pain in his eye, dama, there's blood in his eye, demasa, he has excessive tearing in his eyes. Vekitcha, or his eyes are inflamed. Says the Gemara, Utchilas Ochel, the only time you're allowed to do this is if at the onset, meaning if it starts on Shabbos Ke'ilu, or right before Shabbos, then you can treat it on Shabbos. Lafuke Soif Ochel, however, if he's been dealing this and it's on the way down, it's starting to get better, then there's no reason to treat it on Shabbos. Uptsuche Eino Doloi, what about, could someone take medication to improve his vision on Shabbos? No. Amr Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Zibura Udecharze Silfa. If somebody is stung by a hornet, that's a zibura. Or udecharze silva, somebody's skin was pierced by a thorn. Vesimta, or somebody has a blister. Udekav le'ena, or somebody has pain in his eye. Va'asa ilave ishta. These things cause a fever. So if somebody has one of these things, either he's stung by a bee or a hornet, or his skin was pierced by a thorn, he has a blister, his eyes are hurting him, and he's now starting to heat up, he has fever, he's considered a bar sakon, he can be mechal Shabbos. A few more halachas. Chama lechama. If somebody has fever, radish is a cure. Silka letzina, beets are a cure for someone that has chills. Chilufa sakanta, and if you go fakert, if you give beets to someone that has fever or radish to somebody that has chills, that's a sakana. Chamimi la'akraba, if somebody is stung by a scorpion, you should take something hot, apply it to it. Kriri lezibura, if somebody's stung by a hornet, you should use something cold. The chilufa, if you do the reverse, sakanta. Chamimi lesilva, if somebody is pierced by a thorn, you should put something hot. Ukriri lechaspanisa, if somebody has a facial scab, you should put something cold. The chilufa sakanta, if you reverse it, it's a sakana. Chala lesi buri, vinegar should be taken after a person gives blood. Umunini letanisa, after you fast, break your fast on small fish. Vechilufa sakanta, if you do in the reverse, it's sakana. One last gemara, tachli visibura sakanta. For a person to eat cress before he gives blood is very dangerous. Ishta visibura sakanta, to give blood when a person has fever is dangerous. Ka vein visibura sakanta, to give blood while his eyes are hurting is also sakana. Shei le dog dam. If a person gives blood, then it's okay to eat fish the second day. Sheni l'dam dag. If a person eats fish, he shouldn't give blood right away. He should wait again the second day. Shlisha lo sakanta. But the third day, for some reason, that was already considered a sakana. So before we end, we'll just conclude with one order. So what's going on over here? First of all, who tried these things? Like, really? There was a lab somewhere? How'd they figure this out? You take a goat that... But besides, what was this exactly? So it's Yadua, the Marsha, Mesechtes Gittin. It got late early, but the Marsha, Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Samech Tes, in Perik Misha Achso, that's where you have a few block Gemara that reads exactly like the second half of today's Daf. So the Marsha over there says that we're all familiar with the Sefer HaRefuos. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yudam and Beis that Chizkiyo HaMelech had a Sefer HaRefuos, V'gonzai, and he hid it. And the Chacham were very happy about the fact that he hid it. The reason they were happy was because being that there was a Sefer Refuos, it was very easy for a person to deal with any machla that he had. And rather than be by Teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, people would go for the quick fix, and they would forget that Hashem is the real Reif Chayim. As a result, Chizkiyo decided we're going to hide the Sefer Refuos, and that's going to cause people to come a little bit closer to Hashem. V'hoidl Chacham, the Chacham were very happy. Says the Marsha, that the only reason Chizkiyo hid the Sefer Refuos is because there were people, there were Anshi Delei Mailu, there were people that didn't deserve to have it. There were people that if they had the Sefer Refuos, they would forget about Hashem. But there were a lot of people that weren't going to forget about Hashem, even if they had the Sefer Refuos. It's for that reason it didn't have to be hidden from everybody. They didn't want, Chizkiyo did, that it should be Biksav, that there should be a Sefer Refuos. But at the same time, that it should be transmitted Midar Ladar, that was something he wanted. And all the Refuos that were in Chizkiyo's Sefer Refuos were transmitted Ish Mi Pi Ish Mi Pi Ish Mi Pi Ish. Until time came with the Yeridus Adairis. And the Yeridus Adairis and the Chachamim realized that if we're going to continue relying on this oral transmission, eventually it's going to be forgotten. And just like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote to Teresh of Alpeh, Eis Lassos Hashem Eferu Teresecha, the Chachamim invoked the Eis Lassos and they decided we're going to write it. We're going to put it in the Gemara. It's going to be a few blad in Gittin. It's going to be an Amid Gemara in Perik Ein Mamid in Masachtes Avodah Zarah. It's a little bit in the end of Perik Kal Gadol Masachtes Shabbos. It's sprinkled here, it's sprinkled there. There's Gemaras randomly throughout Shas. But these are all snippets. They're excerpts of the Sefer of Refuos that Chizkiyo hid. Because Chizkiyo didn't want it available to the masses. But that that people should be able to have access to it, that's something that was already okay as long as it was going to be done in somewhat of a sporadic way. It's Yodua, Rav Kiva Eger, and Simon Shin Lamed Vav. So Simon Shin Lamed Vav is Dinei Haroif. Incidentally, I looked up the Birkei Yosef. And Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Yosef is the Chidah, so we always look up the Chidah. So the Chidah says in Shin Lamed Vav, his first Sif Katan, he says that you have to realize whenever you talk about Dinei HaRoife, remember that the real Roife is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real Roife is the Shechina, and he says that the word Shechina is Begematria Roife Chino. Do the math. Shechina equals Roife Chino. I thought what was interesting was Roife Chino. Chino means exist for nothing. Meaning, even if a person on Cheshboinus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Roife Chino. Shechina is Roife Chino. But either way, Simon Shin Lamed Vav, Rabbi Kiveger brings from the Maril, the Likute Maril, that the Maril and the Likutim said that even though there's many refuahs that I mentioned in Shas, but we're not allowed to do them. You can't try them. Don't try them at home. And the reason is because if you try them, it's probably not going to work. And it's really not going to work, not because it doesn't work, because you don't know how to do it. And being that you're going to come to Malagla Divrei Chachamim, therefore the Chachamim felt very, very strongly, stay away from it. It's something that you shouldn't do. Stating that, the Maril said there's one refuah that's mentioned in the Gemara that you're allowed to do. Milvad Madi Isa B'Shabes Soiv Perik Bameh Isha. Mishi Eshli Etzim B'Groina. If somebody has a bone stuck in his throat, maybe me'oisim min, you should bring a bone from that same min, the anichule al kadkadi, you should put it on your head, v'yoymer hochi, you should say as follows, chad chad nochis bola, bola nochis chad chad, v'alachash hazeh bodiku menusa, it works, lochein oisim levad, etiru le b'loish shal nachi yosef. If you want to try that one at home, that one you could try at home. We'll just end with one interesting thing. So where did the Sefer Refuahs come from? So I think if you ask the man on the street, he's going to tell you, it came from Shlomo HaMelech, right? It's Margula B'Pumi De'inshi that the Sefer Refuahs came from Shlomo HaMelech. And the truth is, Ramban says it in his Akdamot, the Bereishis, and the Rambam says it in Pirush HaMishnayos, in Masechtas Psachim. So there's no question, the Rishonim say, that the origin of the Sefer Refuahs, that Chizkiyo HaMelech hid, was, the origin was from Shlomo HaMelech. Stating that, the Tashbitz says that he heard that when Noach and his mishpacha was in the teva, said there were shadim, there were ruchin, there were lilim, and they were mazik Noach and his family, to the point that they were all chaylim, and they didn't know what to do. They couldn't give zechan etzah. So a malach came, maybe it was the malach Rafael, but a malach came, he took one of Noach's sons, vehevi oisai leganedin, velimeit oisai kol refuah sheba oilam. So the real origin, the rest of the story, it actually comes from Noach in the Tev. Incidentally, the Tashbitz was one of the Rishonim. It was the Talmud of the Merami Rutenberg. And the Chidah and the Shem Agdolim brings, he said he saw in the Mabit and in other sources as well, that the Tashbitz wrote his Sefer based on learning that he did together with his Rebbe while his Rebbe was in jail. We know that the Merami Rutenberg was forced, because of the Pidyon Shfuyim situation, we have raid bites on this. He was forced to spend the last years of his life in jail. But either way, the Maram in Rutenberg was sitting and he was learning with his Talmud, the Tashbitz. That's when he wrote the Tashbitz. So this Tashbitz comes from his Rebbe, the Maram in Rutenberg. Either way, a little bit of the rest of the story. Nu, al-Khaylim Shataka have refuah, schus of learning this stuff.